You're listening to an OTT Play podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
This is OTT Play, sizzling samachar of the day.
Welcome to another episode of your daily entertainment news. I'm your host Nikhil. News from Hollywood next. Chris Pratt's transformation into Garfield for the Garfield movie is quite amusing. In a new teaser, Pratt talks about how he prepared for the role by studying cats, meowing for months and getting into character. Despite some people doubting him at first, Pratt's dedication shines through, aiming to bring humor and authenticity to the famous cat. The Garfield movie is expected to be a big hit this summer with its star-studded cast and hilarious plot. Pratt plays Garfield while Samuel L. Jackson plays his dad Wick, promising plenty of laughs and heartwarming moments. The movie is set to hit theaters on May 24, 2024. Next piece of news, Tremel Tillman, recognized for his role in Apple TV Plus's Severance, is set to join the star-studded ensemble of Mission Impossible 8. Tillman's inclusion injects fresh energy into the franchise, crucial for its evolution and audience engagement. While details of Tillman's character remain undisclosed, his addition complements other newcomers like Katie O'Brien, alongside established stars such as Nick Offerman and Hannah Waddingham. With familiar faces like Tom Cruise's Ethan Hunt returning, the sequel promises to delve deeper into his journey, offering thrilling challenges and gripping encounters. Tillman's arrival alongside emerging talents marks an exciting new phase for the franchise, ensuring its enduring appeal. Mission Impossible 8 is scheduled for an anticipated theatrical release on May 23, 2025. Next piece of news, Paramount Pictures confirms its commitment to the Sleepy Hollow remake by extending its partnership with filmmaker Lindsay Anderson Beer and her Labrew production company. Known for her recent work on Pet Sematary Bloodlines, Anderson Beer aims to infuse her expertise into the iconic Halloween tale. Despite delays, Paramount's decision to retain Anderson Beer underscores their confidence in her ability to reimagine beloved narratives. The filmmaker's diverse portfolio, including projects such as American Girl and Optimize, showcases her versatility and creativity, promising an intriguing adaptation of Sleepy Hollow. Fans eagerly await updates on this anticipated remake, anticipating Anderson Beer's distinctive touch to breathe new life into Washington Irving's timeless story. Moving on, Russell Crowe is gearing up for another spooky adventure in The Exorcism, set to hit theaters on June 7. The film, previously known as The Georgetown Project, follows Crowe as an actor, Anthony Miller, who faces supernatural encounters while filming a horror movie. Joined by a stellar cast including Sam Worthington, Chloe Bailey and David Hyde Pierce, Crowe's character must navigate a disturbing mystery involving his estranged daughter. This isn't Crowe's first foray into exorcism-themed films. He previously starred in The Pope's Exorcist. Directed by Joshua John Miller and M.A. Fortin, The Exorcism promises to deliver chills and thrills to audiences. With Vertical Entertainment securing the North American rights, fans can anticipate a terrifying cinematic experience. More Hollywood news, Dave Patel's directorial debut Monkey Man will soon be available for home viewing as announced by the filmmakers. The action-packed film, inspired by Indian mythology, portrays Patel as a kid seeking vengeance in an underground fight club against those who caused him suffering, including the loss of his mother. Despite its critical acclaim for storytelling and action, Monkey Man struggled to attract audiences in theaters globally. Originally planned for release on Netflix, the movie faced challenges and was eventually picked up by Universal and Jordan Peele for theatrical distribution. Despite its online praise and high ratings on Rotten Tomatoes, the film's box office earnings remained modest. Patel's dedication to the role, including overcoming obstacles like a broken hand, highlights the intense nature of the film. Next up, Tom Holland, the beloved actor behind Peter Parker, has confirmed that Spider-Man 4 is on its way, expressing his excitement to reprise the iconic role. While details are still scarce, Holland emphasized the importance of not overdoing the same things and ensuring that the next installment adds value to Spider-Man's legacy. The Marvel Cinematic Universe, alongside Sony Pictures, is undergoing a narrative shift, and Spider-Man 4 is expected to be part of this evolution. Despite the lack of a confirmed release date, writer or director, Holland's enthusiasm for the project hints at an exciting future for the beloved superhero franchise. Last piece of news about Big Boss OTT. Get ready for the drama and excitement as Big Boss OTT returns for its third season. After much speculation, the popular reality show is set to premiere in the first week of June 2024. However, there's a significant change this time around. Unlike the previous seasons, which were available for free streaming on Jio Cinema, Big Boss OTT Season 3 will be a paid service. Viewers will need to subscribe to a specific plan on Jio Cinema to access the live feed and episodes. The official announcement regarding this paid model is expected on April 25th, along with Jio Cinema's content slate for the year. While details about the subscription cost and plan options are still under wraps, the news has already sparked excitement among fans. The construction of the Big Boss OTT set is underway, but there's no confirmation yet on whether Salman Khan will return as the host. As speculations about potential contestants circulate, with names like Vicky Jain, Max Stern, Thuggish and others doing the rounds, the official list remains undisclosed. Well, that's all we got for this episode. Until the next time, it's your host Nikhil signing out. Aaj kya dekhoge? OTT Play se poocho.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.